弟兄姊妹，我们请翻到马太福音第五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的第四节。
Verse 4.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
第八节。
And verse 8.
清心的人有福了。因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我今天的主题是清心的人有福了。
Today the topic is blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
而且这样的人呢，他们能够得见神，得见神的面。
Because they can see the face of God.
但是我上一次讲到的是哀痛的人。
Last time I talked about those who mourn.
这件事情其实还是非常的重要。
Of course, this thing is still very important.
因为这个关键到我们从一个不正常的光景里面，要回到一个被引导到神的面前，这是一个非常关键的一个态度。
Because this attitude is key to us turning from a condition, a wrong condition, to a right one.
所以我用几分钟，就是我昨天跟一些弟兄姊妹啊，看了一下创世纪。
So I'm going to use a few minutes to look at Genesis.
创世纪的第三章。
Genesis 3.
这个是第三章是在那个亚当夏娃呢被受试探失败然后犯罪堕落之后的一个情况。
This is the condition after Adam and Eve were tempted and they fell.
第十一到十三节。
Verses 11 to 13.
耶和华说：“谁告诉你吃身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”那人说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我吃，给我，我就吃了。”耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”
要读吗？
要读。
Okay. And he said, "Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded ye?" That thou should not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to me with, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
所以当我昨天在跟弟兄姊妹一同读的时候呢，我突然有个感觉，这里面可以作为一个例子，叫我们稍微明白一下那个哀痛的人。
So this passage here can help us learn what it means to mourn.
所以就是当那个亚当他吃了这个不可吃的果子，分别善恶树的果子的时候，然后神来问他。
After Adam ate that that fruit from the tree of knowledge and good and evil, the Lord came and asked him.
那亚当的第一个反应是什么呢
？What was the first reaction of Adam？
这个原因呢，就是都是因为你把那个女人给我的那个女人呢，她叫我吃啊，害我吃的。
He says the woman whom thou gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did it.
然后这个夏娃的反应是什么？是那个蛇来引诱我。
And then for Eve, she said, it is the serpent who t- tempted me to eat it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个不是哀痛的人。
This shows someone who's not mourning.
这个哀痛的人，他是没有错。亚当的确是因为夏娃的缘故呢，让他引动了他这个吃的这个结果。
It is a fact that Adam ate because Eve gave it to him.
而且很有可能，如果夏娃没有叫他吃的话，他可能也就不会去吃了。
It is quite possible that if Eve did not give it to him, he would not have eaten.
但今天什么叫做一个哀痛的人呢？
But what does it mean for someone to mourn?
对，哀痛的人他不会去找理由。
A person who mourns is not going to rationalize.
他不会去把这个事情把它推脱出去。
He's not going to push away that responsibility.
他会来到神面前说，主啊，的确我违背了你的命令，我吃了这个果子。
He's going to come before the Lord and own it and said that indeed I have eaten what you have forbidden.
求你赦免。
May you forgive me.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是一个哀痛的人。
This is someone who mourns.
有多少的时候呢，当我们明明知道我们自己的身上有不足的地方。
If we realize there is so much lack in us.
我们有多少的理由说啊，这个弟兄或这个姊妹或这个情况这个人比我更差。
Do we really have good reason to say so and so is worse than me?
然后或是说都是这个环境造成的。
Or it is because this environment that led me to become like so.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是哀痛。
If you are like that, you are not mourning.
哀痛的感觉是这些全部先放一边。
One who mourns would lay all this down.
我只告诉主说，主啊，没有错，有这些环境，但是我在这个事情上面，我得罪了你。
You will lay down all this environment and said to the Lord that truly in this case, I have offended you.
所以我就借着亚当夏娃他们的一个反应呢，来试着表达我上次想要说明的一个感觉。
So I use this example of Adam and Eve to express what I want to say last time.
那个马太福音我们翻到第九章第九节。
Let's turn to Matthew 9, verse 9.
我刚刚掉了。马太福音第九章第九节。
Matthew 9:9.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
And Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him.
第十节我只提前面一小部分。
In verse 10, only the first part of it.
耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，中间好有一个字叫做看啊 ，behold.
And it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house of publicans and sinners, but there's a word there is behold.
然后我们再翻到马太福音的第十一章二十节。
And then chapter 11.十二节吗？
十一章二十节。
Chapter 11, verse 20.
耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说。
Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not.
然后我们跳到二十三节。
And then verse 23.
加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比你们还容易呢。我继续念。那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。二十三到二十六。
So let's read 20, 3 to 26. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight.
弟兄姊妹，我上次有提过哈，当主耶稣说有福的话，那真的是有福的。
When the Lord said blessed, then truly that one is blessed.
所以哀痛的人是有福的。
So those who mourn are truly blessed.
然后清心的人是有福的，是真的有福的。
And those who are pure are truly blessed.
而且他能够得见神。
And they can see God.
有关吗？所以。清心的人他是真的有福的。
Those who are pure are truly blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们都希望自己能够成为一个有福的、蒙福的人。
Of course, we want to be those who are blessed.
所以我们今天彼此的来思想，我们愿意做一个，我们往这个清心的人，往这个方向去学习。
So today, let us go on the direction and learn from the pure in heart.
对，清心就是。Pure heart, 就是单纯的心。
These people are pure and simple.
然后做一个单纯的人。
And they want to be simple before the Lord.
然后我们今天也许可以试着来思想，到底什么是单纯
？What is simple?
那也许下一个问题就是说，你是否愿意做一个单纯的人
？Maybe you want to be a simple one.
那你可能会问，哎，伟修这个问题，我也不用这问题是多余的，因为我们肯定愿意做单纯的人嘛。
Maybe you said, why ask this sort of question? Of course, we want to be those who are simple.
应该没有说不要的。
I bet none of us here would say no to that.
不过下个问题就稍微难一点。
But then the next question is harder.
如果要付代价的话，你才能够成为一个单纯的人，你是否愿意？
If you have to pay a price, are you still willing to pay that price to be simple?
我们常常说啊，一个福音朋友他很单纯。
Sometimes we say, this gospel friend is very simple.
我们心中想的就是说，这个朋友，就是说他不会想东想西，想得很复杂这样。
What we meant is they are not going to be thinking about so many things and be very complicated.
似乎好像很比较容易的很简单的呢他就能够相信主耶稣不会反反复复的很多次。
It seems it's very easy and very simple for them to accept the Lord.
那我们就通常就会觉得说哎呀这位朋友很单纯要不要关掉。
And that's why we would say that this friend is very simple.
对，没有错。有的时候我们是那种很单纯的信靠主，这是单纯。
It's true that if you come simply in faith, that is simple.
所以当我想到的时候，我突然觉得马太是个很单纯的人。
Then I realized that Matthew is a very simple person.
因为在圣经里面，他信主信得最快。
Because he believes so fast.
因为那天主耶稣来到他的面前的时候。说你来跟从我，他就跟从了。
Because that day when the Lord approached and said, "Follow me," he immediately followed the Lord.
而且他可能是圣经里面撇下一切跟从主最快的人。
And he is also the one who left everything and followed the Lord, you know, the fastest.
当他那天信主的时候呢，他就撇下一切跟从主了。
That day when he believed, he already laid everything down.
所以我们很少能够读到马太去描述他自己的心路历程。
We don't see how Matthew describes himself.
对，也许有一天我们去见主的时候，可以跟他那个交通一下。
Maybe that day when we meet the Lord, we can find Matthew and ask him about it.
到底那天在税关上，到底在你心中发生了什么事情？
That day, what happened when the Lord said that to you?
其实我觉得税吏呢，是在一个非常复杂的环境里面。
A tax collector lives in an environment that's very complicated.
对，他要面对一大堆的那个交税的人。
Because he has to face many people, many taxpayers.
而且不仅如此，因为他是为着罗马政府来工作，去收他的同胞的税。
And he is one who's working for the Roman Empire to take money out of his own kinsmen.
所以他肯定碰到很多这些同胞们，有的是不喜欢他，有的是讨厌他。有的也许就也没办法，就是还是给他交税给他。
So he probably his own people would not like him, would not want to give him the money.
然后在各样各式的职业里面，你要怎么去收，怎么样去，用各样的方法把这些税收过来，又不好像让人觉得这个很受压，这个很复杂的问题。
And how is he going to take money from them and still not let them feel that they're being oppressed?
那同时之间他又是为罗马政府工作。
And he is one who's serving the Roman Empire.
那我相信他也需要跟这些罗马的官员官长们去那边办交涉。
And he has to deal with those Roman officials.
所以感觉上在这个环境里面呢，马太照理讲应该是一个蛮复杂的人。
So in this kind of circumstance, he should have been a complicated person.
但是不管如何呢，感谢主，当那天他遇到主的时候，显明他里面其实是一个单纯的人。
And yet that day, it was revealed that he was a simple person.
所以当他一信主之后呢，他心中有一个很重的感，很可能很强的经历。就是他是一个能够看见神的人。
And so this experience really showed him that he is one who can see the Lord.
不是从肉眼。
Not from his physical eye.
是从他里面的眼睛呢，他是能够看见神的人。
But from his inner eye, he can really see God.
为什么呢？因为我们在马太福音里面，我算过啊，他至少出现了59次的 behold。就是看啊，这个词。
And why do I say that? Because I've counted in the book of Matthew, there are 59 times where the word behold appears.
所以他每次写到什么什么时候就讲到就 behold 要看啊。
So whenever he goes on and say something, and then he will say behold.
对，所以很可能在他的经历里面呢，他觉得他是一个常看到主的人。
And so,Probably from his experience, he felt that he is one who always see the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当然也不是说你信主越快就肯定一定最越单纯了。
Well, it does not mean that because you believe so fast, you are the most simple one.
对，但是我们去体会一下，有一个单纯的马太，当神呼召他的时候呢，他没有任何怀疑，他就跟随了主。
But let us think about Matthew, who's so simple, he immediately followed the Lord.
刚才我们在马太福音十一章，我们念到主耶稣对于那个很多城都不悔改的这个反应。
We see in chapter 11 how the Lord's reaction towards those who do not want to repent.
其实严格讲起来，主耶稣他自己呢，是一位最单纯的人。
Of course, the Lord Himself is the most simple one.
对，没有人比他更单纯。
Nobody is gonna be more simple than the Lord.
所以，当我们去想象好，当主耶稣真的满怀着那个怜悯、慈爱的心肠去各城传道的时候
，So when with compassion and grace the Lord goes to everywhere to preach,
那这些城呢，就算行了许多异能，还是不悔改。
And these cities.No matter how bad they are, they don't want to repent.
那主耶稣对于这个城，比如说加百农这个城呢，他有什么一个 comment， 有什么一个评价呢
？What is the Lord's comment on Capernaum?
他说啊，你这个城啊，连索多玛都不如。
He said that Capernaum is worse than Sodom.
我今天所做所传，如果行在当初的所多玛的话，那边的人已经悔改了。
Because what I did, what I'm doing today in Capernaum, if I had did it in Sodom, they would have repented.
所多玛是什么呢？
What is Sodom?
创世纪里面神这样给他说哈，所托玛里面的人罪大恶极。
And in Genesis, the Lord said Sodom is uttermost in their evil.
然后有一次亚伯拉罕要为他的罗德他的侄子求情的时候。
And when Abraham is begging to save Lot.
这时候罗德住在所托玛。
We know that Lot lived in Sodom.
就亚伯拉罕就求情，他说：“主啊，如果有。”所多玛有五十个义人，四十个、三十个、二十个、十个的话，你愿不愿意救
？And the Abraham pleaded with the Lord God and said, "Oh, if there are 50 righteous, 40, 20, 30, 20, 10."
讲到十个的时候都还没有。
Even 10, there were not 10 righteous in there.
那个是所多玛。
That is Sodom.
但是那个加百农比他还不如呢。
And yet.Capernaum cannot even compare with that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们去设身处地，如果我们是假设我们是主耶稣
，If we were the Lord Jesus，
然后我们到了那个城里面，看到这种罪恶、这种抵挡的灵的时候，你会怎么反应呢
？And you go to this city and you see the evil and the rejection.
但奇妙的是，主是一个单纯的人。
But then the Lord Himself is very simple.
他好像不受这些环境的影响。
It is as if He's not affected by this environment.
哦，当他离开的时候，他突然有个对神的一个祷告，对父神的一个祷告。
And then he has this prayer towards the Father.
啊，天地的主，我感谢你。那个感谢其实就是赞美的意思。天地的主，我赞美你。
He said, "I thank thee, O Father," and that thank is also praise.
而且他心中欢乐起来，去赞美神。
And he was rejoicing to praise the Lord.
他说：“父啊，因为是的，你的美意本是如此。”
And because he said that, you know, what you want is really good and beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，我们去感觉一下我们的主里面的那个单纯。
Let us really sense that simplicity of the Lord.
他不会受这种污秽，这种。被逆的环境好像把他这个打下去了。
He is not beaten down by this rebellious place.
他里面发出来是那么纯净，发出来就是赞美。
What comes out is so pure and it's praise.
发出来的就是一个顺服。
And what comes out is obedience to the Father.
他这边特别讲到说这些事情哈。也许不明白，但是像婴孩的人就能够显出来。
And he said that these things, though hard to understand, is revealed to the babes.
是啊，如果我们在那个环境底下，我们一定会问父神说，为什么把我摆在这种城市里面
？If you are there, you probably ask the Father, "Why are you putting me here?"
不明白。
I don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，复杂的人不会明白这些的。
Well, if you're complicated, you would not understand.
但如果你回到单纯的话，很多事情主就会向我们启示出来。
But if you go back to simplicity, the Lord will reveal it to you.
嗯，所以我很难去，其实老实说，我也很难定义什么是单纯。
It is hard to define what is simplicity.
但是我最近一个比较重的一个感觉跟领会是这样。
But what I sense and had burden on is this.
如果一个人他愿意单纯的注目在我们主自己的身上的话，他里面就产生单纯。
If you want to simply just focus on the Lord Jesus.Inside there would be this happen. This simplicity will happen.
如果你是愿意爱慕寻求主的自己的话，这个可以帮助我们回到单纯。
If you really love the Lord for Himself, you will go back to simplicity.
我们再回到马太，我们再到一个马太福音当中的一个图画，在十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16 to this picture here.
马太福音福音十六章的十三节到第十六节。
Verse 13 to 16。
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，也有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
13 to 16. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
到了这个马太福音第十六章的这个事情的时候呢，其实已经有点快接近主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When we get to this point of Matthew 16, actually, it is a time where it's very close to the crucifixion already.
也就是说，在这个时候呢，门徒们已经跟随了主大概两年多、三年多的时间了。
So the disciples have been with the Lord Jesus for approximately over 2 to 3 years.
然后有一天呢，主耶稣把这些门徒一同的带到该撒利亚菲利比的境内。
And then one day he brought his disciples to Caesarea Philippi.
那以前有弟兄告诉我们说，这个地方呢，其实就是约旦河的源头。
Brothers tell us that actually this place is the source of the River Jordan.
就很奇妙，我们就想说，为什么主耶稣有一次呢，把这批门徒们带到一个河流的上源头，就是上游那个地方去呢
？Why would the Lord bring them to the source of a river?
然后就也没做什么，因为那边也没办法传福音，大概也没人住吧。
Oh, maybe there's nobody there. Maybe they're not really going to be able to preach to anybody.
但他就问一个问题，他说，你们说我是谁？人子是谁？
But he asked the question, who do you say that I am?
在主耶稣服事的这个晚期的时候，其实已经经历了许许多多的事情了。
We know that they have experienced so many things by this time.
我们主耶稣是非常殷勤的人。
You know, our Lord is very diligent.
恐怕他们在跟随主的时候，每一天都发生各式各样的事情。
Probably every day something happened.
那碰到各式各样的人。
And they would meet different kinds of people.
对，有的人我想心比较柔软，相信了。
Some have soft heart and believe.
恐怕有更多的时候呢，是文士、法利赛人或是这些抵挡主的人，他们都碰到。
Maybe more times they meet the scribes, the Pharisees, those who are against Jesus.
然后也碰到了这些各样的神迹。
They also see many miracles.
也有碰到这些瘸腿啊、瞎子啊、大麻风，各式各样的人。
And they see the blind, the lame, and all the lepers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以想象哈，跟着主，然后在地上服事的时候，是一个蛮复杂的一个环境。
So to be with the Lord serving, it's in a very complicated environment.
它不是只留在一个地方，它是在各个地方碰接触到各式各样的人，各式各样的情况。
They're not just in one place. They go to different places, meet different people under different circumstances.
对，如果我是门徒在那里跟随主。
If I were a disciple following the Lord,
我可能会有各式各样的一个感觉跟反应。
I will probably have different reactions.
然后如果碰到像刚才那种什么什么加百农那种那地方的人的话，
If I had met people from Capernaum,
那我可能心中就很不平，很生气。
Probably I'm very angry and unstable within.
然后如果碰到一个哇什么大神机五饼二鱼，我心中一定觉得非常 excited.
But if I am in a miracle of the 5 fish and 2 loaves, then I'll probably be very happy.
那如果看到这个主耶稣平静风和海的话，我心中会生发一些敬畏的心，哇，觉得这真的是 不, 不, 是, 不是这个不得了的一个情况。
And sometimes it will be fear and awe in some circumstances.
对，有税吏，有娼妓，有文士、法利赛人等等各式各样的人。
So with tax collectors, scribes, Pharisees, poor people, all that together.
但是在这些复杂的情形里面，主把门徒带到那个上游。
And in this complicated place, the Lord brought them to that source of the river.
也许约旦河的下游呢，已经有各式各样的人在那个河流里面洗衣、受浸，也许都污染了这些河流了。
Maybe downstream in the river, there are people washing their clothes and have polluted the river.
但是到了上游的时候，你会发现那是一个最单纯的开头的源头，所以他带门徒们到那个地方去。
But in that source, that place, the river is most pure.
他叫门徒们脱离这些复杂这个污染的一个情况里面呢，单单纯纯来想一个问题。
He wants to bring the disciples out of the pollution and complication and back to that simplicity and think about one question.
到底我人子是谁？
Who am I?
他叫门徒们千万要记得，不管什么样的情况，一定要专注在主自己的身上。
Because he wants the disciples to really focus on the Lord himself.
要专注的，要寻求这位主，他认识他是谁。
To focus on the Lord, to seek Him and really know who He is.
所以这个可以叫我们从一个复杂的环境里面归回单纯。
This will lead us from a very complicated place to a place of simplicity.
所以弟兄姊妹，当之前那个我们看过 Lance Lambert 的那个信息。
When we heard the message from Lance Lambert,
其实他的负担是一样的。
He has the same burden.
他想要弟兄姊妹。被提醒说，我们有一个呼召是要去得着基督的。
We have a calling that we will possess Christ.
所以他的整个信息里面没有错，他很幽默就是了。
Well, he's very humorous.
但是他想要把我们带回到一个单纯，就是我们看见我们的呼召是要得着基督他自己。
And yet he has this burden to bring us to the point that we know we have to pursue and gain Christ.
我岔开一点点啊。
I'm gonna deviate a little bit.
那时候他不是问我们说，我们大家觉得以后永世到底我们在干嘛吗
？He asked us, "What are you gonna do in eternity?"
他说，难道主就我们就在永世里面一直唱歌，一直唱歌，哈利路亚，天天唱吗？
You think the Lord save us to just continually sing Hallelujah forever?
啊，他那个是什么？那个弹
and harp,
弹琴，对，天天弹琴弹琴唱歌唱歌，就是我们就形成一个巨大的一个合唱团，在勇士里面天天唱歌，就这样子吗
？To keep on playing the harp and singing and be a huge chorus and sing forever?
所以他叫我们回到那个神要给我们的那个福气。
He wants us to go back to gain that blessedness that the Lord wants to give us.
其实老实说，我诚实说，在永世以后，我们到底是一个什么状态，我自己也不是想象的很清楚。
Truly, we are not that all clear what is the condition in eternity.
但前一阵子我自己有一个感觉领会。
But I have this sense a while ago about this.
弟兄姊妹，你们今天大部分人应该都很忙，对不对？
You probably are very busy.
就是忙，每天生活都忙忙碌碌，忙不完嘛。
The business doesn't end, right?
所以这个世上这个花花绿绿的各式各样的事情，看起来好像很丰盛。
And maybe you feel, oh, these are so colorful and abundant.
把你的时间，把你的精力，把你的智慧，全通通都占满了。
It occupies all your energy and your smartness and your intelligence.
这是今天的世界哈，你是觉得哇东西很多。
You feel that oh this world is so full.
然后忙都忙不完。
And you cannot even stop.
我相信一件事情。
But I believe in one thing.
当我们到了永世的时候呢，你不会没事干。
When we get to eternity, it's not that we will have nothing to do.
主里面的丰盛呢，绝对比我们今天的生活所 所经历的这些世界上给我们的还要丰富。
Because the fullness of the Lord is going to be even fuller than what you are experiencing today here.
所以在永世里面呢，你不会天天只是天天唱歌。
So in eternity, you're not just going to be singing.
那你会比今天你这个忙碌这个丰富的光景呢，还要更丰富。
It will be so full and abundant.
因为神本性一切的丰盛呢，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Why? Because the fullness of the Lord is dwelling in Christ.
好，所以啊，如果我们单一的单纯的话呢，很多事情我们就看得比较清楚。
If we are single-eyed and focused, then we will see more clearly.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我其实我们聚会人并不算太多。
So today, the people here, we're not a big lot here.
其实是人不多，其实还是很复杂的。
And yet, even with this few people, we are still very complicated.
我们单一个个人就很复杂了。
Even one lone person is quite complicated.
你把一堆人聚在一起更混乱。
And then to gather a bunch together is even more complicated.
所以今天当我们在弟兄姊妹的当中的时候
，So when we're with brothers and sisters，
也许有些情况我们还是很不太成熟
，Maybe we're still immature。
但是，如果我们是个单纯的人
，But if we're simple，
我们是在看我们众人是否在生命上有真正的成长。
We want to see real growth。
对，没有错，这位弟兄或这个姊妹他失败。
True。This brother or sister fail.
他软弱。
They become weak.
或是他做了一个事情实在不合适。
Or they do something that's not appropriate.
啊，也许那个弟兄或姊妹，哦，他看起来好像最近蛮积极的。
Or maybe you see somebody very active and proactive.
各式各样的情况。
So you see different circumstances.
但是我们如果眼目单纯，我们心单纯，眼目单纯的话。我们整个是从神的眼光来看，我们是否一同在这边有真实的生命成长。
But if we're simple at heart and we were simple in our vision and we focus on the Lord, we can see growth.
我们不会因为一次的失败，我们就对他失望，或是觉得不可能了。
We will not be disappointed because of one failure and then we give up.
所以主耶稣给我们做一个非常好的榜样。
So the Lord gives us a good example himself.
当一个环境临到我的身上，临到我们的身上的时候
，When the circumstance comes to me，
一个单纯的人他会怎么看呢
？How would a simple person perceive it？
如果一个刺激来了
，if something come
irritation 来了
，and it irritated me，
然后我就发脾气了
，Would I burst out in anger？
那我可以从某个角度看说，这个环境。影响了我，害了我，失败。
Then we can say, oh, it's because of this thing that I fail.
但是一个单纯的人，他看见的是说，感谢主，这个环境把我这个人真正的光景把它显明出来了。
But a simple person would say that it is actually this thing or this environment that reveal what is true in me.
弟兄姊妹，这样看的人是有。
And if you really look at it this way, you are blessed.
寻求主的自己哈，到底是什么意思
？Now what it means, to really pursue the Lord Himself.
我试着用，我最近常常跟福音朋友讲到这个比方。
I use this example, to gospel friends quite a lot.
我其实希望，还没信主的人一开头呢，就被引导到他想要认识神的自己。
I want a gospel friend, even at the very start, to focus on really knowing the Lord Himself.
如果听过的话，我就再讲一遍。
And if you have heard this, that's fine. I'm just going to repeat it.
假设有个孩子呢，跟他的父亲已经失散了很多很多年了。
If a child has been separated from the parent for a long, long time,
所以这个孩子呢，他实在心中有个盼望呢，想要寻找到他的父亲，能够来认识他。
And the child wants to find the Father so that he can know him.
那经过了一些的方式之后呢，最后终于联系上了。他知道说这个父亲跟这个孩子在两个不同的地方，终于可以有个机会知道说他们存在，可以联系上。
And through whatever method, it comes a day when he knows this father exists and they can have contact.
在他们还没有机会见面之前呢，那就有一个有人呢把这个父亲的一些情况告诉了这个孩子。
And prior to their meeting, somebody tells this child the condition of the father.
啊，就有点像个人的传记一样。
Just like a biography.
啊，就是他讲到说这个父亲也许1980年代做了什么事情。
Like, oh, he did this thing in the 80s.
啊，他曾经什么学校毕业的。
Where he graduated.
到了什么地方。
Where did he go.
啊，什么时候做了什么样的职业。
Or what was his work at certain period of time.
啊，甚至说他比较喜欢去做什么事情，是做哪个方面的。
What he likes and what, you know, particular things.
然后把这些东西呢，这些的资料呢，传递给这个孩子了。
So all these materials were given to the child.
然后孩子就把它读了嘛，都读过。
And this child would read all of this.
结果这个孩子说，终于完成了。
And if the child said, okay, it is finished.
我找到我父亲，我读了他的这个传记，我找到，就等于是找到我父亲了。
I found my dad because I found his biography.
然后我就要问，请问这样子讲法对吗？
Is this correct?
通常大家正常人都会说不对。
Of course, if you're normal, you'll say no, that's not correct.
你光去看一个传记，一个描述他的事情，你说我认识了父亲了，这绝对不够的吧？
By looking at the biography, the description, that's of course not enough to know that person.
当然他应该要找个机会，好，直接见个面。
Of course, he has to find an opportunity to see him face to face.
然后彼此直接的交流，然后讲述这个多年的这个思念的情绪。
And then really talk to him and convey the feeling over the years of looking for him.
然后也许父亲也把他的感觉，他的感情，让这个儿子孩子也把他感情，或者父亲把他的这个希望啊，在那边有一个直接的一个交流。
And there will be an exchange of their hope and what happened emotionally and that those years.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从人之常情来看，这样讲完全是能够理解的。
So everybody can understand this, right?
但是你知道吗？很多时候我们在追求主，就是说在认识主的过程里面，就像是那个没有完成的情况，我们就说够。
And yet, in our pursuit of the Lord or knowing the Lord, it always stops at a point where it's really not done.
我们读了圣经，读了一遍两遍了。
We read the Bible once or twice.
啊，听了不少的很好的这个讲道。
And then we hear good messages.
聚会都来。
And we come every time to meeting.
我们感觉够。
And to us, oh, that's enough.
我觉得我这个基督徒做的真是挺不错了。
You know, I'm already a very good Christian.
但是我们却没有想到，我们整所有的事情呢，是为着直接要来到神的面前，直接跟他有一个直接的这个交通的。
And we really fail to realize, actually, all this thing is to bring us to real communion with Him.
我们真的觉得真的很奇怪，我们就觉得差不多够了。可能你自己不觉得，有的时候我们表其实就是这个样子。
Maybe we or ourselves don't realize it, but actually this is our condition.
很多时候我们对读圣经跟听到的热切，远远超过了我们想要认识主自己的那个热切。
Because for us, the excitement in reading or listening to message seems to be over our desire to really come to the Lord Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以我今天鼓励我们应该常常受提醒，查考圣经，以为内中有永生，可是却不肯到神自己主耶稣面前来得生命，这是 我们常常隐藏的一个问题。
So, a very big problem that is hidden to us and in us is we search the scripture and we think the scripture has life, and yet we don't want to go to the one who has life.
我们看那个马太福音六章二十二节。
So let's go to Matthew 6:22.
六章二十二节，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
二十二节中间那句话，你的眼睛若嘹亮，它的意思就是说，你的眼睛若单一，就是 single。
So that middle phrase in verse 22, if therefore thine eye be single,
啊，全身就光明了。
Then your whole body will be full of light.
如果不单一不 single 的话，你就会落到黑暗里面。
But if your eye is not single, then you slip into darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我想我今天的负担，我们必须要很简单的、单一的专注在寻求我们主的自己。
So we need to focus singly and with simplicity on the Lord Himself.
如果寻求时候带着很多其他的目的的话，那个就是不单纯，就是复杂。
If we pursue the Lord with multiple motives, that is not single and that is not simple.
举个简单的例子。
For example,
当我们当有人要听福音来寻求认识神。
If a person listen to the gospel and want to seek the Lord,
如果他来这边听福音是为着找女朋友的话呢，他这个很不单纯。
If he comes here, but he also wants to find a girlfriend, that is not simple.
因为他来的时候呢，他是带着别的目的的。
Why? Because he has other motivation.
然后有的人这个不是不好，有的人他来的时候呢是寻求神能够解决他的问题。
Some people come because they want God to solve their problem.
对，因为他遇到这个难处，他有需要，所以他来到福音聚会的时候呢，他想要寻求帮助。
There's difficulty and he's seeking help.
这个不是不好。
That is not bad.
但是他不能够停留在这个地步。
And yet, he cannot stop and be stuck at this.
也就是说，当他要来听福音的时候呢，他只是为着要神来解决我的问题。这个如果只是停留在这个话，他就变成一个复杂。
If he comes to listen to the gospel, but he's stuck in wanting God to solve his problem, then he becomes one who's not simple.
停留在复杂的话呢，他看不见神。
And if he gets stuck in that complicated state, he cannot see God.
所以我想神总是提醒我，愿意说如果有机会能够劝告人、引导人的话，一定要把人从那个光景、复杂光景引导出来，叫他能够单纯的说我要来认识神的自己。
So if I have a chance to encourage someoneI have to let them get out of that complicated situation and seek the Lord in a simple way.
当他把这个动机归回到单纯的时候呢，他就容易能够信主，能够真正的遇见主。
If that motivation is get into a simple state, then he can see and seek the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，对于基督徒也是如此。
Well, it's the same way with Christians.
我们要常常提醒自己，我今天在这里，我信主了，我在这里追求。
We need to remind ourselves, today I am a believer and I'm here pursuing the Lord.
对，我们可以有聚会，有各样的活动，查经等等。
We can have activities, we can have gathering, we can have Bible study.
我们一定要常常的回到那个源头，那个上游。
We need to go back to the source of that flow.
我们来问说，主啊，我是否今天仍然在寻求 在追求你的自己。
Am I still pursuing you yourself, Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
那神的面，他是何等的盼望，他要把他的脸面向我们显明。
The Lord is pleased to reveal His own countenance to us.
但是我们的责任呢，就是一个单纯要寻求他面的人。
And our responsibility is to be one who is really seeking His face.
Okay. 我们看一下诗篇。
Let's turn to the Psalms.
Psalm 24, 3 to 6.
Psalm 24, 3 to 6.
谁能登耶和华的山，谁能站在他的圣所，就是守节心清，不向虚妄，起誓不怀诡诈的人，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from God his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob.
到底是谁能够站在耶和华的圣所？
Who can stand in his holy place?
就是守节心清的人。
It is those who have clean hands and pure heart.
他跟马太的感觉一样，这个人呢是蒙耶华赐福的。
It's the same as Matthew. This is one who is blessed.
这些人有什么特点呢？
And what's so special about these people?
第六节，他们是寻求耶华的族类。
This is the generation of them that seek him.
他是寻求里面的雅各。
And they seek his face, O Jacob.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要做一个单一要寻求主面的人。
We have to be single and simple in seeking his face.
这个人是有福的。
And this person is blessed.
我们最近跟一些弟兄姊妹读那个诗篇139篇，我这边不念了。
We were reading Psalm 139.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里去逃躲你的面呢？
Whether shall I go from thy spirit? Whether shall I flee from thy presence?
那个139篇是大卫写的一篇诗篇。
This is a psalm of David.
他说他不管行走或是躺卧或是言语讲话，神都跟他同在。
Whether he's speaking, whether he's moving, whether he's in bed, the Lord is with him.
他到了远处，到了任何的地方，在黑暗里头，神都同在。
To the farthest place, to the darkest place, the Lord is with him.
他有个感觉，他逃不开耶和华的面。
He just cannot escape the face of the Lord.
不管任何的情况，他好像都在耶和华的面光之中。
No matter the circumstance, he's in the face of the Lord himself.
所以每次当我读完这个诗篇的时候，我总觉得写诗的人是一个很单纯的人。
And every time I finish reading this, I feel that the psalmist is such a simple person.
很多时候我们在这里聚会，我们说神在这里吗？
Many times when we're here, we said, oh, is the Lord here with us?
我们在讲话，在交通的时候，他在听吗？
When we're talking, is he listening?
这个东西对大卫没有任何怀疑。
For David, there is no doubt about it.
我们不管在什么时候，他总是很单纯的知道神就在这里，神跟他同在。
Whatever the time, the place, the Lord is with him.
纵然有一些时候，我觉得我想要放个假，跟神离开一点点。
And even at times when I seem to want to leave the Lord for a while.
他总觉得说我躲不开主的面。
And yet I cannot escape his face.
他不是故意要躲开。
It's not that he want to deliberate escape.
他里面有一个爱慕，他这个爱慕是好像一个很细的线一样，他知道说我是要主的，我是单纯，我是要他的面的。
God's love is like a thread being that's hooked on to the Lord, and He's seeking His face.
有些时候好像有一点点下沉，但是我知道我还是要见主的面。
Maybe sometimes he's downcast, but even then he wants to see the Lord himself.
一个单纯守洁心清的人，他能够得见神的面。
A person with clean hand and pure heart can see the Lord's face.
以前我提过江弟兄在1995年西安聚会讲过的一段话。
I mentioned Brother Kong in 1995 in the West Coast Conference. He said this.
对，许多时候当他早晨或是说当他每一天来到就跟神祷告的时候
In the morning or when he come before the Lord to pray
当神那个光鉴察他
When that light of the Lord search his heart
对有的时候他觉得对主没什么亏欠感谢主
Sometimes he feel that there's nothing in him that is not pleasing to the Lord and so he thank the Lord
也许不少的时候他觉得他的生活并没有讨那么讨主的喜悦。
And yet there are many times when his life seems to be not pleasing the Lord.
所以他就有个祷告。
But he has this prayer.
他说主啊，我爱慕，我渴慕，我要见到你的笑脸。
Lord, I really want to see your smiling countenance.
但是如果我得罪你，见不到你笑脸的话，也求你把你的怒脸向我显明。
And yet, when I don't please you, and I cannot see your smiling face, even your face of wrath, Lord, I want to see.
对，我看不见你的笑脸，我也要见到你的怒脸。
If I cannot see your smiling face, I will still want to see your wrath, face of wrath.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个单纯的人。
This is one who is simple.
不管我如何，不管环境如何，我就是要见到神。
Whatever the circumstance, all I want is to meet the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹在神的圣殿里面呢他的金子呢叫做金金叫 pure gold.
So in the temple of the Lord, the gold is called pure gold.
对所以他那个整个那个只要有镀金放金子的地方那个、都是纯金的。
So wherever there is gold, it's pure gold.
在勇士里面那个新天新地那个永远的那个圣城里面呢里面有一个成分叫做金金就是 pure gold
In that eternal city there's that material called pure gold
那个金金我也很难想象它纯到一个地步就像玻璃一样那么的透明
And that gold is so pure that it gets to a stage that it is transparent
所以弟兄姊妹单纯的纯净的呢能够存到永远
So one who is so pure can last to eternity
但是如果我们要达到纯净的话呢启示录有一段话
Now to be pure there is a passage in Revelation
启示录第三章第十八节
Revelation 3:18
我劝你启示录三章十八节我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足又买白衣穿上叫你赤身的羞耻的布露出来又买眼药擦你的眼睛使你能看见
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire and thou may be rich and white raiment that thou mayst be clothed and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear and anoint thine eye with eyesalve that thou may see
金子是有杂质的
Now there is some impurity in gold
要金子要成为金金的话呢，它需要经过火炼。
For the gold to become pure gold, has to be refined by fire.
所以这边讲到说，我们必须付代价去买这个火炼的金子，成为我们的。
That's why here it says we've got to pay a price to buy so that this pure gold becomes ours.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实我们这个人都是很复杂的。
Well, we are complicated people.
我们整个信主的过程呢是一个炼净的过程。
And this process that we're going through is a refining process.
要经过，有时候的确需要经过火，经过放下，经过被剥夺。
We have to go through fire. We have to go through laying down and being broken.
然后我们才能够越过越过。说主啊， 你单单是你成为我心中最大的满足。
And then more and more we can say, Lord, truly, you are my only satisfaction.
也许你经过了一个环境。
Maybe you go through a circumstance.
你觉得这个东西你好想要，好想抓。
You want this thing. You want to get hold of it.
但是因着你顺服主的缘故，神把它拿走。
But then because you obey the Lord took it.
你也许在某个事情上你想做这个决定，你想走这条路。
Or maybe you want to make this decision, you want to go this direction.
你喜欢，你觉得这个路是对你自己是最好。
You like this way, you feel this way is good for you.
但是当神重排你的前途的时候，他把你引到另外一条路上，所有的这些计划都归于乌有。
And yet the Lord rearranged everything and put you on a different route, and all what you want becomes zero.
可是稀奇的是，在这些的过程当中，好像神自己，他自己就成了我们的这些事物的代替。
And yet through all of this, the Lord becomes the replacement of these things.
你可能失去了一些你原本抓住不放。
Maybe you lost those things that you are holding on to.
但主以他自己呢，把它充满在你的心里面。
But the Lord himself fill you with himself.
所以有的时候，单纯也不是勉强自己变成单纯。
Well, it is not you forcing yourself to be simple.
没有错，我想今天还是鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们愿意往单纯的方向好好追求主的自己，被提醒。
No doubt, we're encouraging brothers and sisters to go that direction, to want to be simple.
但是也请记得，很多时候是神在我们身上用做一个过滤炼净的过程，我们这个人就越过越单单的在那里注视他。
And yet, it is the Lord who refines us, who makes us pure and want to be single and simple and wanting Himself alone.
那我们这个人呢，就真的蒙福。
And in that way, we are truly blessed.
然后神的应许是说，这样的人呢，必得见神。
And then the promise is that this person will see God.
你一定可以看见神的面，不会看不见的，一定看得见。
You will definitely see his face, and there's no doubt about that.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们一同把我们交在你手中。
Lord, we commit all of us into your hand.
主啊，愿你的自己的单纯和美德来吸引我们。
May your beauty and simplicity draw us.
我们把自己敞开在你面前，主啊，你认识我们都是很多的复杂。
Lord, we open ourselves to you. You know we are complicated people.
主啊，愿你照着你自己奇妙的手段，在那里把我们炼净。
According to your amazing hand, refine us, O Lord.
我们也甘心乐意的把我们这个复杂的交在你的手中，让你炼净。
We joyfully and willingly commit ourselves in your hand to be refined.
我们心中的渴慕，主啊，我们要常常得见你的面。
And what we want in our heart is to really see your face.
谢谢主，谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家。